Warning Watch, The Crystallization Study of Numbers, Volume 4, Week 20. Authority, Rebellion, The Vindication of Delegated Authority, and a Proper Representative of God. Friday, Related Verses. Numbers 17:5-8. And the rod of the man whom I choose shall bud, and I will put a stop to the murmurings of the children of Israel against me, which they murmur against you. And on the next day Moses went into the tent of the testimony, and there was the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi. It had budded. It even put forth buds and produced blossoms and bore ripe almonds. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes into me, even if he should die, shall live. 2 Corinthians 1:8-9. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of our affliction which befell us in Asia, that we were excessively burdened beyond our power, so that we despaired even of living. Indeed, we ourselves have the response of death in ourselves, that we should not base our confidence in ourselves but on God, who raises the dead. 2 Corinthians 10:1-7-8. But I myself, Paul, entreat you through the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who, as you say, in person am base among you, but while absent am bold toward you. You look at things according to their appearance. If someone has confidence in himself to be of Christ, let him take account of this again concerning himself, that even as he is of Christ, so also are we. For even if I should boast somewhat more abundantly concerning our authority, which the Lord has given for building you up and not for overthrowing you, I will not be put to shame. 2 Corinthians 13:4-10. For indeed he was crucified out of weakness, but he lives by the power of God. For indeed we are weak in him, but we will live together with him by the power of God directed toward you. Therefore, I write these things while being absent, in order that when present, I would not have to use severity, according to the authority which the Lord has given me for building up and not for overthrowing. Suggested reading. God commanded the 12 leaders to take 12 rods according to the 12 tribes of Israel, and put them in the tent of meeting before the ark. Then he said, And the rod of the man whom I choose shall bud. A rod is a piece of wood. It is a branch that has been stripped of its leaves and roots. It once was living, but now has become dead. It once derives its sap from the tree, being able to blossom and bear fruit, but now has become dead. All 12 rods were leafless, rootless, dry, and dead. Whichever one budded was the one that was chosen by God. Here we see that resurrection is the basis of God's selection. It is also the basis of authority. Number 16 speaks of man's rebellion against God's deputy authority and how man opposed God's appointed authority. Chapter 17 speaks of God's vindication of his appointed authority. The basis of God's vindication of his appointed authority is resurrection. By resurrection, he stopped man's murmuring. Man, of course, has no right to question God in the first place, but God condescended himself to tell man the reason and basis for his appointment of authority. The basis for his appointment of authority is resurrection. This shut the mouth of the Israelites. Both Aaron and the Israelites were descendants of Adam, and both were fleshly. By nature and according to their natural disposition, they were both sons of wrath. There was no difference between them. All 12 rods were the same. They were all leafless and rootless rods, dead and lifeless. This shows us that the basis of service is something apart from our natural life. It is the resurrection life we receive from God that gives us authority. Authority has nothing to do with man, but with resurrection that is manifested through man. Aaron was no different than all the other persons. His distinction was in God's choosing and the resurrection life which God granted him. From this we see that the basis of authority is resurrection. The rod signifies human position, while budding signifies the resurrection life. As far as position is concerned, the 12 leaders of the 12 tribes occupied a position of leadership. Aaron represented the tribe of Levi and was no different than the others in his representation of his own tribe. Aaron could not serve God based on his position because his position was the same as all the others. In fact, this was why the other tribes objected to his leadership. Resurrection is the mark that God recognizes. He only recognizes those who have passed through death and resurrection as his servants. Hence, the mark of ministry is resurrection. A man cannot base his service to God on his position. He must base it on God's selection. After God caused Aaron's rod to bud, blossom, and bear fruit, the tribe saw it and they had nothing more to say. If there is any authority in us, this authority comes from God, not from us. Whenever we trust in the Lord, we see authority. Whenever we express the natural life, we become the same as everyone else, and there is no authority in us whatsoever. Only that which issues from resurrection results in authority. Authority is based on resurrection, not on ourselves. No ordinary rod can be placed before God. Only a rod of resurrection can be placed before him. Furthermore, resurrection is found in the budding rod. It is not a general resurrection, but a full resurrection. It is not just a faint expression of the resurrection life, but a life that has budded, blossomed, and brought forth fruit. This is resurrection life and maturity. Only one matured in resurrection life can act as God's deputy authority. The more resurrection life is expressed through us, the more authority we will have.